our blood and soul we sacrifice for Bahrain, they chant. The largest rally in almost 3 months since the crackdown began on Shia-led pro-democracy protesters. The police were ordered to stay well back from the gathering organised by the leading opposition group, Al Wefaq. The Shia opposition say the government has tried to drive a wedge between Bahrain's almost 70% Shia population and a Sunni minority.
We are here today to say the homeland is for all and try to reject some of the lies told to our fellow Sunnis in Bahrain, the Gulf and wider Arab world. They were told that the Shia want to build their own state in Bahrain. That is a lie. We want a civil state. We want a Bahrain for all Sunnis and Shias, a Bahrain for all its people.
At least 31 people have been killed in the crackdown on the pro-reform movement, which is calling for greater political rights. Hundreds of people, including students, teachers, lawyers and medical staff, have been detained. Many face trials in military courts. The state of emergency was lifted on June the 1st, but police have continued raids into Shia villages. The authorities say they are only punishing those who committed crimes, and the government has called for national dialogue and reconciliation. Many people attending this rally will be hoping for just that, but know how difficult a challenge it will be after what they say has been such a violent attempt to silence their demands. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera.